know.
Hold on, I dropped something.
What'd you drop?
Nothing important.
Live? Are we on? Is this it? Well, don't be dropping.
Sorry.
We started or something.
Like you drop the ball every week up morning.
No, I don't drop nothing.
Oh, now this thing's going to be, this camera is terrible. Like if I go out of focus after it's focused, see how bad it is
now? Yeah.
What a high quality thing we got going on here, folks. Wait.
Welcome to it.
Maybe if I mess with it. Dooku. Eh, whatever.
Okay. Ain't nothing going to make it look better. So
shut up.
You bastard.
Anyway, it is the Plan B After Show podcast weekly review. Let's get right to it because it was a busy week. First thing, honestly, kind of breaking news on Monday, Aaron Rodgers high on ayahuasca.
Oh, yeah.
This was a crazy story, man. So Aaron Rodgers, in an interview, talked about his experience taking ayahuasca and how it's helped improved his mind, his play, and everything. So you got Aaron Rodgers tripping balls, hucking footballs. What do you think?
You know what? Is it the first time he's done it?
No, I think he's done it a couple times.
And
think,
you know what? He's done pretty damn well. He's
been there.
You know,
he said back to back. The reason why he has his back to back MVPs is because of ayahuasca.
Mm-hmm. I think people think, you know, that, and I'm not here sitting here provoking any kind of drugs, especially illegal drugs, obviously. Yeah. That's not what we're here for. But I think people have this idea in their mind. Damn, your camera's terrible.
I know.
I think people have this idea in their mind that like when you take the like mushrooms or something, you speak to dragons.
Yeah, you're licking walls and,
yeah. And you know, I guess if you take, you know, bags of it, yeah. But some people, like, who was the guy who pitched a no-hitter on LSD?
It's like, I can't think of his name. Hold on, let me look it up.
I don't think that guy was talking to dragons while he was doing that. I think he was in the zone.
Yeah. Doc Ellis,
you know, like
a no hitter and later under the influence of LSD,
you know,
tripping balls.
He wasn't in Magic Land, you know, talking to Puff the Magic Dragon. Like this guy was in tune. You know, I wonder if there's any other athletes that you know,
have taken
his psychedelics, you know,
yeah,
to make him better at their sport.
I ate like the smallest amount of shrooms once, and because I was just like, I don't want to do this.
You're not the right person. You're not the right person.
No, I would be horrible.
You're a leg rubber, and that, which means you still get, you know. But I think some people, man, I mean, could be like Aaron Rodgers potentially could be very dangerous on ayahuasca.
Well, and you know, if he did like the big, like, I don't know if he's down there, you know, chugging gallons of it, it's just, you know, like, because they talk about microdosing, like that's kind of a thing right now. And some of the more,
I think it's legal in Colorado.
LSD?
Honestly, maybe not LSD, but some forms of psychedelics. So this shrooms, is kind of shrooms. I think you're right. I think it is shrooms. So this is kind of crazy. A guy, I'm not going to mention who it is, but recently passed, friends of the family. Got diagnosed with cancer, was smoking weed. It was helping him, but I mean, it wasn't, you know. So he started micro dosing. And this is weird, this guy telling me, because he doesn't seem like a guy that would be doing this, you know.
Yeah.
And he's like, I started getting micro dose from Colorado. And he's like, I mean, granted, the guy passed away from cancer, but he was a happy guy to the end. I mean, he's like, I'm telling you, this makes me feel 100% better.
Yeah.
And maybe it's not for everybody, he says, but the way I'm doing this, he's like, I'm telling you, it
well, works. And that's what they're saying. Microdosing, it just helps you be more creative. Yeah. You're not, it's not enough to trip. It's not like you're going on trips. It's just, it's little bits. That's just, and the booze does the same thing. Yeah. You know, booze, they say that your mind is more creative after like three beers. Like when you get to serve, it just, it opens up the endorphins. Yeah. There's a
talk more. For
sure. Yeah. Yeah. I got a great idea.
Yeah. Not to mention anybody on cancer, do what you need, do what you want.
Oh, God,
you know, just
that I can imagine. Yeah,
do what you need.
Mainline some heroin, who cares, dude? You get it, sucks, man. It sucks. Yeah. But yeah, Aaron Rodgers high on ayahuasca, whipping footballs, crazy. Let's see what else this week. Oh, I watched Space Jam, and that movie is probably one of the greatest movies.
Sports. You know, after we did that show, literally, I YouTube like behind the scenes.
Yeah, yeah.
I listened to the soundtrack.
I realize it's a kids movie, but that's got to be. top five sports movies of all time. If you look at what it is,
somebody had a good point in. So I looked up the intro. I was playing in the background the other day.
And welcome to the
The first scene of Space Jam is absolutely epic. Somebody brought it up in the comment section. They're like, name a better intro.
Yeah.
Name a better intro. Like, especially if that movie is nostalgic to you and you saw it at a certain point in your life or it changed your life, which it did for a lot of us.
Yeah.
Name a better intro.
I mean, it starts off young Michael there doing the whole little scene, and then it just builds a bit of them.
And then it's the quick shots, the editing and the song, the Quad City DJ song. The
super cut of Michael Jordan just in his prime.
I'm telling you. Like, no other intro does that to me, I don't think.
Welcome to the slam.
Bang.
Yeah, get you. Great movie. Yeah, I put it on. It was on the on Netflix Kids, and I'm like, oh, we're watching this.
You know,
we're watching this. Told my daughter to sit her ass down and pay attention.
Before the movie, the people, you know, making it were like, but Michael Jordan's a terrible actor. We don't care. It doesn't matter.
It's Michael Jordan. It's Michael. All the basketball players in that movie are terrible actors, man.
Exactly. Here's another thing. Name another movie that's as epic as Space Jam that has just a terrible actor as the main character.
Yeah. Nothing. Jordan was so talented and such a big deal when that movie came out that it didn't matter. It didn't matter. Love it. So, yeah. If you get a chance, go watch it, Space Jam. And welcome to the jam. Quad City DJs. Go put them on. Last thing from this weekly review. Oh, speaking of other sports stuff, Hunter really got into power walking.
Oh, yeah. How did I get into that? It was a Reddit post or something. I got on the I was surfing the web and
shoulders hips.
I just had to look it up. Olympic sport. You have to look this up. Why is it an Olympic sport?
It was the Reddit post was what sport or athlete, no matter how amazing they are, do you still not really take serious because of the sport? And power walking was like the number one.
You know,
it just doesn't fucking make sense. It doesn't make sense.
Just run. Just start jogging at that point. You know, so the rule is, real quick to review it, is both feet or no. You have to have one foot on the ground at all times.
Yeah.
That's like the big rule. So that's why they walk like that.
Yeah.
Because if you're jogging, like you're kind of jumping, you know?
Yeah.
Whereas if you're doing this, you have both feet up.
We're power walking right now. Getting a good sweat. that's too wide scoop because it's probably more of a flat foot style walk.
Yeah.
So instead of just being on the
And I think your leg leg has to straighten. It has to go completely.
Yeah, you
got to
have like a straight leg. Yeah.
Yeah. Weird rule.
Ah.
Do they have a power walking section at Dunham's?
Boy, if they do.
Where do you get your power walking gear? You know?
The old folks home. All right.
You know?
Nana doing her mall walking.
That's you know what's wild? Listen to this. All right. There's somebody around town who's always walking, running on the sidewalk, getting exercise. Yeah. Most of the time she's power walking. And then the other day I see her jogging. And I'm like, wait a second. Like, why don't you just jog all the time?
Yeah.
Or is she like trying to save her knees, maybe?
Maybe. Yeah, because I mean jogging is yogging. It might be a soft J, I'm not sure. That's hard on your knees, body. On your shins and your body. Yeah. I just never got that. Oh, it's the runner's high. I'm like, fuck that, dude. You know how far you have to run to get that runner's high?
Yeah, no. What is the runner's high? Being really tired?
Just love there's other sports, you know, like BMX racing and stuff that aren't in the Olympics, but power walking is.
There's other things that aren't in the Olympics. So you're like, come on, power walking's in there. What?
That's what I mean. Like, all right, you got premier athletes in a motocross. I'm just trying. That's the first one that came to mind. And
motocross isn't the Olympics,
No, they just got the X Games.
Is it motocross the most physically demanding sport?
I think I read that somewhere.
In the beginning of the show, when we first started doing the show, we read that back.
Yeah.
It's the most physically demanding sport there is.
Yep. But it's not in the Olympics. No. Power walking is, though. I just don't know how you get into it. Like, is it something that, like, is passed down in families? Like, you come from a family of power walkers?
Or just, like, the committee of the Olympics. Like, okay, should we watch somebody walk really fast? Yeah. Or a guy, you know, attempting a triple backflip off of a, you know, an amazing
motorcycle. Yeah.
Come on. Common sense. It's entertainment, you know?
Maybe they just do it to give people a nice laughing, a comedic break during the Olympics. All right.
I mean, that's got to be it.
Now we're going to go to the laughing stock of the Olympics. This is power walking, everyone.
Jesus.
Anyway. All right. There you go. That is your week in review. We covered a lot. There's a lot going on, and we'll have more for you next time. But that's going to do it for Brock and Hunter, the Plan B After Show Podcast Weekly Review. Until next time, we'll see you.